When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. and its allies have agreed on key details of a price cap on Russian oil, which is set to go into effect on December 5th. The price cap will only apply at the first point of sale of shipments of Russian oil to buyers on land, meaning resales of the same oil will not have to fall under the cap, people familiar with the matter said. The U.S. and its allies have yet to set the actual price for the plan, and they are hoping to set a specific level in the coming weeks. Russian officials have threatened to cut their oil production in retaliation for the price cap, though U.S. officials say they believe Russia won't risk damaging a critical industry. Employees of social media company Twitter are bracing for a round of layoffs today, a week after billionaire Elon Musk acquired the company. In an email sent to staff yesterday and seen by the Wall Street Journal, Twitter said employees would receive a message by 9 a.m. Pacific time Friday about whether they are affected, stating that the staff reductions were intended to place Twitter on a healthy path. The company did not spell out the extent of the cuts. Shares of Chinese companies listed in Hong Kong jumped today after U.S. officials wrapped up a crucial audit inspection in the city and a transcript circulated on social media suggesting China was considering reversing its strict coronavirus policies. The Hang Seng Index closed today more than 5% higher after Chinese stocks in a variety of sectors saw heavy buying. Markets in Asia ended mainly up and European shares were also up in early trading. U.S. futures edged higher ahead of the Labor Department's release of figures about the state of the U.S. labor market in October, including job gains, the employment rate, and worker earnings. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.